Stephen Malkmus, formerly of Pavement, has had a new band, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, since 2001, and they've released 5 albums together. Their latest album, Mirror Traffic, was produced by Beck in his Sunset Sound Studios and released on Matador Records in August of this year. The Jicks have also included at various points drummer John Moan of the Fastbacks, drummer Janet Weiss, who now plays with Wild Flag, and bassist Joanna Bohm. I started out our conversation by asking Stephen about the experience of working with Beck as a producer.
Well, you know, every situation is different. When you get in that chair, it's a lot of responsibility. It's kind of like being the president, and all these other advisors are coming at you with moves. But you got to make the last call. You got to press the red button to send the nukes in and erase that track. Or send the nukes in to do it slower, or just be a positive force on television, you know, when you say, it's going to be all right, America. You know, that's what a producer does. First and foremost, they're a cheerleader. I mean, I don't want to underestimate it, because I like a good cheerleader.
What's the difference between a cheerleader and a yes man?
A good cheerleader and a yet, well, no, it's more than that, of course. You're in a point of respect when you're coming from a place of trust and equality and respect. So what they say is more than just like, go team. It's more of a coach, cheerleader, quarterback coach, offensive line coordinator.
Yeah, producer gets you pumped up, or a cheerleader gets you pumped up, and a yes man just agrees with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there is no exact role. It's always different. You know, you could sit there with just your fingers in a triangle position like this the whole time, just saying yes, no. You could be doing acrostics and texting with Kanye West, and if the album comes out great, you did a great job producing, or if it comes out the way you wanted it to.
You, as I mentioned, you did this before the Pavement tour. Was this in any kind of way? I know you only did it in a few days. Was there any kind of rush to it, or I wonder if those two events being juxtaposed is at all important?
Well, we actually were planning on doing the Jicks album like 4 months even before we did it. But our schedules didn't coincide. So when we finally got down there, we had a lot of time to make the album as much as we wanted until it was right. But you know, maybe waiting so long, we were ready to go in a certain way, you know, we were ready to just lay it down.
This album, I loved when you in some interview you did, you kind of, you know, put a different kind of style to almost every song on it. And not that it doesn't sound like, you know, this band, But I love it that way. Is that there's all kinds of different things going on in here? Was that on purpose?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's a way I can show what is a diversity in the songwriting and what keeps me interested in an album length 40-minute thing. Of course, it's in a certain temp. Also, I'm heading towards mid-age, mid-tempo. I mean, I've been mid-tempo since I was 30, you know, and I love a mid-tempo. I like the Stones or whatever. But that's a way to make mid-tempo interesting, is to have, like, different tune ways and different rhythmic breaks.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys want to start off with?
We're thinking about this song called Asking Price. That's what we're going to go.
It came delivered on a frozen rope, indecision antidote. Our brain's in peril, can't you see? Bastardized biology. I'm busy putzing around the internet, reveling the disconnect.
extortion is way too dear. The extortion is way too dear. Many opportunities come falling off your lap. I'm not gonna break that trap again.
That was Stick Figures in Love and Asking Price from the Jicks, including Stephen Malkmus, who are our guests today on the Cafe. And that is another one from Mirror Traffic. And you know, a lot of conversation about this album being being more concise in a lot of ways than a couple in the past from the Jicks. What period of time does the 15 songs on here represent in terms of writing for you?
Oh, they were just the tunes that came in between, yeah, whatever, 2009. I don't remember when we finished that other tour.
Yeah, I guess it was sort of the short song reaction to the last record, probably.
Yeah, we were playing these shows for Real Emotional Trash, and, you know, a lot of those songs are great on the album, but they were better before we even made the album. Or, you know, those kind of jams, those jam things, they happen, they peak, and then either you reinterpret them or they die on the vine. But I didn't want to go back to reinterpreting. And instead, as a rebuttal, started writing some shorter, more concise songs in my mind, and a little more focusing on just these simple vocal guitar interactions.
And as you play these live, they're not stretching out.
We can, but yeah, we'll probably just make up new stuff by this point. You know, this is, I think we all, like, in our heart, wish we could be some kind of jam, rock, pop mix, you know, like maybe be like The Dead, where they got it right in their shows, but not so right on their albums after a certain debatable time. I could debate with Jake about that. You know, but I guess we always wanted them to maybe write some good albums and then be a great live band that's completely different. I think that would be my goal.
I think that the songs have the potential for stretching out, but there's no plan for it, really.
Right.
Like, you kind of never know what's going to happen in the middle or at the end.
We added a jam out coda to one of them.
Yeah,
actually.
We're just Jake's just barely unpacking his bag of tricks. We're still getting to learn all of them.
Right, that's the thing with, it's kind of like every time you add a member or change a member, it's a new band in a way. So
yeah, it takes a while to get to the right spot in that usually, but we have already. I guess I should go on record saying.
And he just learned how to play the drums like a couple months ago. He just was handpicked from the softball league.
Yeah.
That's right. What position are you on the softball team?
Well, I'm mostly DH these days.
He can rove.
I rove. I think I'm a good rover.
They call him the Rover!
It used to be the tie-dye bullseye back in the day. Everything came my way.
Yeah, he wears tie-dye underneath. And I play the second base. Anywhere in the infield's fine with me, set pitching.
Yeah, I think we might be the two worst pitchers in the entire league.
Yeah,
is this like an all like indie rock league, or are you like the indie rock team in the league?
We have had members of other bands like the Shins and the Standard and Ages and Ages, and who else am I missing? Joggers. Of course.
It's Portland. Everybody's in an indie band,
really. Right.
It's a bar league. There's some bike messengers, there's some, you know, jocks pretending to be indie rock to get chicks, the same old thing, you know. Been going on for ages.
Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks are our guests today on the Cafe. There's a song in here I absolutely love, and I'm hoping you can figure out a way to play it for us. It's called Senator, and it says wonderful things about human beings as much as it does politicians, I think.
Absolutely.
Toxins, American made. West Christ Grade sludge for my dioxin, the chemical sunset, the number one subset of all. I know what the senator wants. What the senator wants is a snow job. I know what the senator wants. What the senator wants is a snow job. We'll be right back.
Nicky, Nicky, Nicky. Down on Atlantic City Beach, strumming. He used to carry his guitar around his back. And he just looked certain places to get gigs and illuminate, and illuminate. Smoking figs in the truck, the cops pulled up. How could they not know? Business is boring. My duty to the public is to use double smeek and the halos off. I know what the senator wants. What the senator wants is a snow job. I know what everyone wants. What everyone wants is a snow job. Baby steps up. Stick it where the sun won't shine as my stomach turns. You'll start fading fast like a stone. I'm fading fast into the picture you want.
Wasn't a bad idea, Double D.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Senator, folks. That was a live version of another one of the very fine tunes from Mirror Traffic, which is the new one from Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, who are arrayed around our studio today. Stephen, I have to ask you a little, your perspective now on going out with Pavement. Looking back, how does it feel?
It was just, you know, a very great explosion of old school bromance and just five dudes with half bellies getting back together with our fans with half bellies and a few kids thrown in, not only 5-year-old, 3-year-olds, but like teenagers that wanted to smash their heads on the punk rock.
Well, that was something I wanted to ask you about, because if there's a legacy to Pavement, it's a whole bunch of bands now that kind of, you know, take a little something from what...
Totally. Yeah. It was totally a lot of young people there. I mean, you know, 19, 20, like, I wanted to check out Pavement. I'm into it. My parents gave me the money so I could afford to see Pavement in this day and age. No, I'm just kidding. But it was great to see a mix. It would have been nice if there were a few more girls there. Every band wishes for that.
That always a problem?
Yeah, you know, the guys, they stick it out, you know. Yeah. Everyone thinks there's going to be girls at their shows. There are times in history when good music had a balance.
But there was girls there. I was at some of those shows, and there's girls were just a little bit more reserved.
That's true. They don't want to get crushed in the pit.
Yeah.
I was also I was kind of surprised you were here, but you're here in touring now, because I was reading that you're actually changing household location. You're moving from Portland to Berlin, and
yep.
this was like D-Day. This sometime this weekend or something. You were gonna
move. I'm leaving day after tomorrow.
Are
this
you
is
really?
Just this is halfway, and this is promotion before we cross the ocean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So of all the European stops, why Berlin?
I think my wife's kind of asking me that right now on Skype.
How long has she been there?
She's been there for, unfortunately, 10 days solo, just about. Well, with the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Screamers. So, I don't know. I heard good stuff about it. We don't really know what we're doing. I don't want to...
But you're there for a year, so you'll...
Yeah, 10 or 11 months. They have, old school Eastern European lines that you wait in there, which you probably have in Philadelphia, too, but in Portland, we don't have... We don't have really that many lines you have to wait in. So I'm going to have to get used to that again.
Chicks are our guest today. Yeah. What do you want to finish up with?
Oliver Gently.
That is Oliver Gently that finished up our session today with Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. I love that. That was great.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for being here.